With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The UN General Assembly has approved a Ukrainian resolution demanding an immediate withdrawal of all Russian troops. The vote in the 193-member world body, whose resolutions are not legally binding, was 93-18 with 65 abstentions. Republican lawmakers in some states are threatening local officials with lawsuits, fines, and jail time if they resist President Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration.
Lawmakers in more than 20 states have filed legislation targeting so-called sanctuary policies that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities. Some of those states already have sanctuary policies, but they're now proposing to punish mayors, council members, and others who ignore those bans. The state proposals come as Trump's administration also has begun taking legal action against governments with policies inhibiting arrests and deportations of people who were in the United States illegally. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNews.com, a major facelift for the headquarters of USAID. Bob Agnew with that report.
A new face and a new name as the longtime headquarters of USAID is taken over by U.S. Border and Customs Protection. The renovation was cleared when a federal judge on Friday declined to keep in place a temporary block that had been preventing President Trump from removing a large number of USAID staffers. It's the latest victory for the president in his bid to make dramatic cuts in federal departments. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Mississippi sheriff's deputy is dead after being shot while responding to a domestic call. It happened Sunday night at a residence in the small town of Terry, Mississippi. The Hinds County Sheriff's Office identified the fallen deputy as 37-year-old Martin Shields. He had been with the sheriff's office for about 9 months. On Wall Street, the Dow adding 230 points, but the Nasdaq down 79. This is SRN News. Some Americans are concerned about morals.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks adults what issues they're most concerned about, and 50% say the state of moral values in the country is one of them. It ranks higher on the list than racism, gun violence, and so-called climate change. But even morals place way behind pocketbook issues, which remain tops for Americans these days. Inflation, the cost of health care, and poverty all outrank concerns about morality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A unanimous Supreme Court has dealt a blow to Holocaust survivors and their families in a long-running lawsuit seeking compensation from Hungary for stolen property during World War II. The justices have thrown out an appeals court ruling that had allowed the lawsuit to continue despite a federal statute that generally shields sovereign nations like Hungary from suits in United States courts. This is SRN News. Iraq is hailing the growth of its population.
Final results of Iraq's first census in almost 40 years show the population has hit 46.1 million. In 2009, an unofficial count estimated the population at 31.6 million people. Iraqi officials calling the population count a milestone.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Japan and the Philippines agreeing to further deepen their defense collaborations and start talks on an arrangement to protect shared military information. That's in the face of mutual alarm over China's increasing aggressive actions in that region. The Japanese defense minister and his Philippine counterpart forged the agreements. It happened at a meeting in Manila. Japan and the Philippines are treaty allies of the U.S. and have been vocal critics of China's assertive actions in the region. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.